This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, and if you're tuning in from the Scott Adams Show, welcome aboard. Got a lot of things going on, and I hope that you enjoy the next 3 hours here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to get yourself to, our website, A21R.com or Agenda21Radio.com, and also NewCaliforniaState.com, NCS51. We're going to be switching the websites around this week. And so just take a good long look. We got a couple different stories up there on Agenda21Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. The Huckabee video is out, so you can see the keynote speaking of Mike Huckabee at the 6th Constitutional Convention of New California State. And that's going to be a barn burner for a program for you. It's just what he says and what he does is just absolutely phenomenal. Of course, straight-up endorsement by Mike Huckabee of New California State movement. It's pretty obvious. He resonates with it very well. And we chide him quite a bit about, could Mike Huckabee be the first interim? Anyway, governor of New California, I put it right out there. You'll see it on the video. And much to his chagrin, he was very good about it. He got the questions before and then after his presentation. So you might want to make sure you watch the entire video. It's really great. He's hysterical. And it puts a lot of things in perspective about his thinking about New California and the impact upon the nation of New California. And I want to thank all those people around the nation that are tuning in to this radio show. And you make such nice comments to us hey, go New California. We're pushing for you, New California, you know, that sort of thing. Because you understand out there in the hinterlands that we will shape the new dynamic of the nation going forward. And I just, again, want to thank everybody out there. We got a lot of things going on here on the radio show, though. We're going to talk about stock futures right now. Everybody's just kind of teetering about what happened yesterday. Well, what happened yesterday, there was a sell-off in basically a conflict, an oil conflict about pricing, about whether or not they're going to discount, raise prices or whatever between Saudi Arabia and Russia. And, of course, that just tanked the stocks. Everybody said, well, it's a coronavirus. You know, the numbers of patients, people with coronavirus, is relatively small still. I know it's spreading, and it seems to be taking its natural course of a virus. I'm not too panicked about it. And, again, I'm the one who's been out here and telling everybody, I think it's because we are a much better hygienic nation than most nations. You know, people keep themselves relatively clean here in the United States, and certainly wash your hands because it's one of those kind of viruses. You know, it's interesting. I was listening this morning and to one of the programs. Can't remember which one. We have, you know, multiple. I can, from an audio standpoint, I can multitask, so I can listen to multiple things at one time. It all makes sense. I know that's just sort of a weird characteristic. But somebody was talking this morning about, think about all the hands that, during the day that the president shakes. Yikes, you know? Really, I mean, he takes, everybody does, that'd be, yeah, everybody in the public life like that likes to shake hands. And, you know, now, you know, if you think about it, one of the best ways to transmit this is through the hands. If you're not washed, so wash your hands. I think that's really the moral of the story. But, yeah, just think of the hundreds of hands that President shakes on any given days. You know, that might not be every day, but some days he's in Air Force One where he gets ultimate privacy. Anyway, so I want to jump back here. The virus, is it responsible for the market collapse? I think there's a little bit to that. I do. I think you got, you know, people going hog crazy over this thing. Like Italy now has quarantined the entire nation. All right. Will we quarantine an entire state? You know, that's a good thing to think about. How about the state of California being quarantined? Well, you know, they did the boat docking yesterday. In Oakland, O-Town, you know, and I think, you know, how poetic, Libby Schaff, remember her? She wasn't going to let ICE in. She wasn't going to let ICE in to, or she was warning all the criminal illegal aliens. Hey, ICE is out there. They could be looking for you. Now, you notice I discerned the difference between criminal illegal aliens and just illegal aliens. Some people say, well, illegal aliens and illegal foreign nationals, they're illegal, so they're criminals. Well, you know, we're talking about a different breed of cat. We're talking about those that have really committed major crimes like murder, rape, and mayhem, you know, that sort of thing. Those kind of guys, those are the ones that they, you know, they put no hold on them in the jails, of course, the sanctuary state status. Well, that's all kind of changing now. They've been served notice by the president, these people. You probably, the article yesterday that we posted up on Agenda 21 Radio about this is the way it's going to be from now on, that mentality has started to settle in with a lot of people like Libby Schaff and also Gavin Newsom. We have, I have a picture of the sad faces of the California leadership group, including Libby Schaff and the governor, up on the website. It's just terribly sad faces that was taken 2 or 3 days ago. And it was at their briefing for the coronavirus, you know. You know, here they're talking about the docking of the ship. They're going to take it in. And there is not a smile on anybody's face. I mean, they look so downtrodden. They look so beat up. Well, they look so beat up because they've been told, you know, probably you guys, you break federal law, you're going to go to jail. Because it was about the time that this was all happening, they got that news. So I'm sure they were not so perky as they might want to be, and might not be so bold like Libby Schaff. See, what she did was she warned the criminals, the ones that had major crimes that they had committed. She was warning them, don't come to town. Get away. ICE is coming. Well, you know, that's interfering with a law enforcement officer. And she's the mayor. And you would think she would be, well, anyway, you get my drift. So now, guess what? The big cruise liner with everybody with coronavirus has now ported in Oakland, her town, O-Town, as they call it. Poetic justice? I don't know, but she wasn't real perky either. And they kept on talking about, this is kind of interesting in the video, you can see the video. In the video, they started talking boldly about their federal partners. And Newsom was talking, oh, I've had several conversations with the president. Very lovey-dovey, you know. That's because he's had a come-to-Jesus moment. A come-to-Jesus moment for Gavin Newsom. I think he's going to behave a little bit differently. I think we're going to see some shifting, some changing with that little group. Anyway, so the boat docks, and now they've got a problem. They got to deal with it, right? Right. Anyway, but getting back to the stock futures, right now the stock futures are up. Dow Jones futures 791, NASDAQ futures 287, and of course S&P futures at 97 points. They're up. Everything's up across the board. It looks like a banner days. Probably one of the biggest jumping days again in the stock market. Probably in history may occur today and tomorrow. We'll just have to wait and see anyway. Watch those 501. Watch your 401ks go. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on the Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We're back right now on the queue, right? Right now on the queue. Okay, coronavirus. It's not a six-pack, by the way, of corona, this virus. You know, the Chinese are just going nutty with the coronavirus. Going nutty with it. And, you know, I don't think that it's as bad as it all seems. I mean, it's bad, you know. I mean, in January, I had a three-week bout with something. I was fist fighting all over the place. No one else around me got sick, but, you know, I really self-quarantined. I did the radio show, but, boy, I'll tell you, I was sicker than a dog could be sick. And I thought, man, is this a coronavirus? Do I have a precursor? Do I have a variety of it? But it was weird, you know, it was weird to be so sick for so long. But anyway, recovered, fully recovered. I'm a happy camper now. But so far, three states have declared coronavirus emergencies. And this is what you need to know about that. It says 13 states. How come it says three? The word was 13 states. This is the lead liner. Now they get in. 13 states across the U.S. have declared a state of emergency or a public health emergency. Okay, so maybe it's three of them that have declared the emergencies. As cases of coronavirus climbed with more than 600 cases in the U.S. and at least 26 deaths as of March 9th, and according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, the Associated Press said. So the states that have declared: California. Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency Wednesday, March 4th, just hours after the state confirmed the first death due to coronavirus, the death out of Placerville, California, Placer County. Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a state of emergency declaration on March 9th to help the state deal with the virus. And DeSantis said he had declared a public health emergency last week, said it would help the state better respond to the virus. All right. We got that one taken care of. Now the next one, Hawaii. Governor David Ng declared a state of emergency on March 4th After it emerged, the Grand Princess cruise ship, that sentence structuring. God, this is a professional outfit that's supposed to have written this. Says the emergency proclamation will give us the ability to move more quickly and efficiently. And then coronavirus, what you need to know. We got that one. Illinois, Governor Pritzker. And then in Indiana, we got Governor Eric Holcomb signed an executive order declaring a public health emergency. So we've got, listen for your state, Kentucky. Kentucky did the same thing. We've got Maryland, and let's see what else. New Jersey, New York, and how's that accent going? Ohio, Oregon, Utah, I think you're getting Washington State. And my cure for right now is Agenda 21 Radio Coffee, which, by the way, I've been consuming massive quantities of it right now. Oh, boy. And you should be, too. Anyway, so that's what, those are the states in the rundown that are the states that have declared the emergencies right now. So 13 out of 50, I guess you'd say next year you're going to have to say 51. Isn't that interesting? Here's another story, and I bring this up because with the royalty talk, has perked up in my ear, the royalty talk, you know, royals. And I'm not, you know, my mother, we're talking about the royals, you know, the queen and all that stuff. Notice how I refer to the queen and all that stuff. And I know that just rankles some people because they just want to know all about the royals. They want to know everything. My mother was a royal freakazoid. I mean, she knew everything about royalty, absolutely everything about royalty. So an article pops up here in Fox News. I don't know if it's timely or what, but the article says, Markle and Kate Middleton in reserved exchange after first meet since Megxit. Megxit. So they show a picture. They're doing some sort of royal act here with them. And it says that MSNBC guest Victoria Mather calls Meghan Markle five clicks up from trailer trash.
Okay.
Well, okay. I'm just bringing this up because, you know, it's interesting that they've given up their royalty basically to live a free life and to be employed by themselves, make their own money. I mean, that's admirable. It's admirable. But I guess that purse string, I was told this morning, is cut off altogether now. So they have to make their way. They have to make their way now. I'm gonna wait for this video to play here and see. I'm going to try and be the witness about what happened here between the two. Now, Agenda 21, we're talking about royalty. Yeah, it really does actually play into what we do with Agenda 21. It says Meghan Markle was seen giving a little wave to her sister-in-law, Kate, as they met publicly for the first time since the Megxit bombshell. The Duchess of Sussex mouthed hello to Kate as she found her seat at Westminster Abbey for the Commonwealth Day service. Harry also said hello and smiled at his brother before sitting next to his wife. Sophie Wexit, who was seated behind Kate, leaned in to chat with her while Harry and Meghan caught up with Prince Harry, Edward. Meghan later chatted adamantly to Edward as they waited for Queen Elizabeth to arrive, with Harry joining the conversation and putting his arm on the back of Meghan's chair as he did so. So I guess there's some sort of reconciliation going on. That's the only thing I can think of. I'm bringing this story up for a reason. I'm seed planting with all you guys. That's why I'm bringing this story up right now. See, I tease you. I tease you, and all of a sudden we bring something back, and you go, wait a minute, you talked about that before. Yes, that's what I'm doing. This is the before time. This is the before time of a later radio show that we're going to be putting on. Yes, so that's the seed plant for today. But no more seed plants for you. No, that's just that one right there. It's interesting. Okay, I'm going to go over to the Drudge Report. Been doing a little scanning on this. There's just so much out there, especially as it's wrapped up with this the coronavirus, the hysteria. You know, could this be for something else, you know? It says, okay, it's impacting the economy, the coronavirus. You got NBA, MLB, NHL, MLS closing locker rooms. Thousands on cruise ships await disembarkment. Qantas grounds planes. CEO forgoes pay. really. A Delta American trim capacity. Southwest chief cut salary. And would it be nice with Southwest if they cut the capacity and have a little bit more open spaces? Man, it's a little tight in there. That's the problem. I'm shying away from flying primarily because it's a boxcar full of pressurized viruses. That's the way it is. You're rebreathing the air. It's just terrible. It says pressure on Kudlow. Ah, this is a good one. Why pressure on Kudlow? Chief economist, of course, for the president. It's not coming up. Come on. The chief economist for the president, and he's got pressure on him. I'm not sure I understand why all the pressure. When we come back, we'll talk about it. Kudlow pressure. Of course, it's all about the economy, stupid, right? Well, maybe today people will be feeling a little better about that. He did suggest it's a good time to buy some stocks. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. The market just opened. We're going to check it, what's going on here. The market is up right now. The market just opened 3 minutes ago, 9:30 in New York. And it says up 738 points on the Dow and 285 points on the NASDAQ and 93 points on the S&P futures. So that's where we're at S&P 500 futures. So that's where we're at right now. It looks like an up day. How far up it's going to go, anyone knows. Anyone could have an opinion on that. You know, it's just interesting to see, you know, the market is just an amazing thing. It really is. And, of course, it's very unique in the United States. It's so many unique things in the United States. This is the thing that people don't really understand and get about the United States of America. I do, you know, when I do these talks all around California about the Constitution, it's amazing how many people don't know anything about the Constitution. You know, as a teacher, I do what's called checking for understanding. It's a real teacher term that, you know, if you're really any kind of teacher, this is one of the things you do is you check for understanding. And so one of the things I do is I ask the question, what do you know about the Constitution? Or I might express something about, you know, say Article 6, which is the Supremacy Clause, and I state it to them what the Supremacy Clause is, and they all kind of look at me like, you know, what's that? And I ask them, how many have heard that before? And a couple hands go up. They don't really understand the significance or the meaning of it. You know, it's like why we did all these grievances. You know, we went out 95 weeks, or 96 weeks, and did 95 grievances. It was amazing. But we did these because it was a show, a public display of our displeasure over the state of California. And that's what you do constitutionally. You do this. You proclaim why you want to become an independent state. So we've done that. We're on record of doing that now. And we're still having some of our counties go out and read, you know, because we want them all to read it and to have an understanding and an impact. Every county has to read those 95 grievances. So many of them are caught up, some are not. You know, I mean, it's one of those kind of deals. But anyway, the whole notion about understanding about the Constitution is something that's just we don't know. People just have no knowledge. The Declaration of Independence, the significance of that. They don't understand, you know, who wrote it, why they wrote it, when they wrote it, 1776. Who were the people that were involved in the writing? What was their makeup, you know? They don't know these very, very fine points of history. And we've talked a number of times about lack of knowledge about things like, you know, how did we get a bicameral legislature? Well, America was the first to create it. How did we get the three branches of government? America was the first to create it, co-equal branches with power. And, of course, the whole founding idea of the Founding Fathers is each branch has to have co-equal power, and they cannot be power-sharing. You know, there's walls that were set up there to prevent power sharing, because you can imagine if you had the breakdown of one wall to another, and you just saw this demonstrated as Chuck Schumer. Really, in my opinion, it was his attempt as the senator, just like it was the attempt of Nancy Pelosi to run this, you know, impeachment hoax to try and disrupt, and you know, the American style of government, which is bicameralism, right? Bicameralism, the House and the Senate, those are the two co-equal branches within the legislature. That was their attempt, and I think it was a faint attempt, I think you'd say, by Schumer to go out and accuse the two sitting judges, threaten them, and you know, have, of course, Chief Justice come back and say that, you know, you threatened and it was very dangerous to do that. And I want to hang on the word dangerous because it's a constitutional issue. Roberts recognized this is the Senate attacking the judiciary. That's what's dangerous about that. You don't do that. You know, you live within your boundaries. And Schumer was deliberately standing on the steps of, you know, of the Supreme Court and threatening two Supreme Court justices. That's not only is it a threat, and it was recognized by Roberts, but it's dangerous from the government system. So I'm bringing this up because one of the things you're going to do in New California, I can tell you right now, will be to teach the Constitution from an original standpoint. That will be part of the curriculum. Everything will completely change. Everything will completely change in terms of education in New California, because we've had about enough of this socialist, communist dogma that comes out of the university systems and now has filtered on down as far as the elementary schools. And by the way, the lack of discipline and self-control. But the other part of it is the reason why that is there is because there's no adults around. Everybody's been let go. There's not enough money to run the school. So this whole dynamic is going to change. The bigger part of this, though, is that we don't educate generally about the Constitution, and this is where we're at today because of the lack of knowledge about the Constitution and how it works. And, you know, what we're doing like now with the New California Movement, it's working. You know, it's working, and I'm getting so many people saying, gosh, I see how it works now. I'm going, okay. Okay, I can see how this constitutional process works. You saw a great display of it with actually the impeachment process, because it's a process. It's not an event. It's a process. Once it gets started, it has to go. And like this whole project right now with New California, we got it started. And it's going. It's taking a life of its own. And that's exactly what the Founding Fathers wanted it to do. And we're on track man, we are right on track at exactly the right point in history, and here we go. So this is the value of the Constitution. When you, once you learn it, you realize what a magnificent tool for peaceful transitions and change in our own government, prompted by we the people. We the people are doing this. You know, we're not being prompted by, you know, governors, and certainly not not people within the state of California. Man, I got to tell you that we know it. They hate my guts. The established political parties, they're not real fond of me right now. But, you know, I think in the long run, as they are displaced from their positions of power, they can go back into California. California will still have a government there, and they're more than welcome to be there. But in New California, it's going to be a lot different ball game. And that'll be driven by our new Constitution. Shocking, we will have a Constitution, but that's the way it works. You know, we will come together in our process in the next months ahead to create our Constitution. We've already got the articles laid out, but the content itself is what we have to do ourselves, and how we perceive things will play for how we're going to be doing self-governance. That's the next step. Can we govern? Yes. Can we govern right now if need be? Yes, we can. And we're pretty excited about that possibility. That's going to happen soon, I might add. That's really the big story of the day. Is this going to happen soon? You know, but one of the other bigger stories we're going to talk about when we come back is why all the sad faces at the press conference the other day with Gavin Newsom and Libby Schaff of Oakland. Man, they were so sad-faced. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you why they should be sad-faced. And I can guarantee that every one of those people since a week ago has not smiled in that press conference. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're looking at all the sad faces that are displayed, if you will. A couple days ago, there was a big brouhaha about this cruise ship docking. They wanted to, they parked it off the coast of San Francisco. About 2.5 miles for several days, deciding what to do with it, where to put it, and all that sort of thing. And the guy who was living in Placer County, who died just recently of the coronavirus, was on this ship in the previous cruise to the one that was docking now, right? So this guy, he dies, and they're saying, well, we got people out there in the middle of this coronavirus out there on the ship, and they said, we're not going to bring it in. We can't bring it in. So they didn't know what to do with it. So it was kind of like, what do you do with these things? Where do you put it? Where's the most logical thing? So lo and behold, it shows up in Oakland. And the response, I just want to say that the response by certain people was very interesting. I'm talking about Gavin Newsom, of course, and what he was up to. They have a press conference, and I'm sitting there going, interesting press conference, because in the press conference, there's Libby Schaff, of Oakland fame. There's her in this, the OES director, who's got a long Italian name, is there. And as well as some other people dressed in gowns, looking important, like doctors and physicians and things like that. And you may remember that this guy who was the OES director, might not remember this, but when we did the commentary on this first time that they were out there speaking, this guy, the whole thing was nothing but platitudes and go look up this website, look up this website. No direct information being disseminated anyway that would help you in this crisis. Because I used to do this business. This is one of my fortes. I used to do, safety and emergency planning and emergency services and things. So, I know when I'm being BS'd. Okay, I know when I'm being BS'd. And complete BS. So, in other words, and I was saying the reason why there's so much BS coming from the California officials is they don't have any money to deal with it. And the other part of it, which was so blatantly evident, the other part of it, which is so obviously evident, was the fact that they don't know how to do anything in an emergency. Some people panic in an emergency. Some people just look around like, what do we do? And just, they get blown away by the emergency, and they're going, and they complain and whine about it. They were indecisive. So some people have courage and some people don't. I think that's the moral of the story. And what is very evident to me is none of these people have any kind of skill ability, if you will. These are bureaucrats. These are the people that have their clean, well-done nails, right? They don't have the gritty hands. They don't, as to paraphrase Mike Huckabee, they don't use lava to clean their hands. Shocking if they were to use lava. They wouldn't have any skin left. I mean, their skin is so thin. You get the drift, though. So these guys are a bunch of putzes, as far as I'm concerned. And listen, don't climb in my foxhole. If I'm in a foxhole, don't come in, because you're a detriment. You know, that's those kind of people. They are not the kind of people you really want to have on your side, because they're bureaucrats and they do not understand what they have their own theories and views. But if they have to do something in an emergency state, it's not going to perform, because it's evident they didn't the other day. Now, here comes this update. Now we're going to listen to this.
We're getting yet another update on the spread of the coronavirus.
This is a couple days ago,
and that starts with our port workers, as well as the residents who live closest to the Port of Oakland. Second, I want to ensure that our public and our community keeps constantly informed with detailed information about this operation, as well as about the COVID-19 virus in general. We recognize that this is a time that we must be guided by facts and not fears, and our public deserves to know exactly what is going on. And third and finally, it is our duty to help these people. The friends and families aboard this ship, the passengers who are sitting in fear and uncertainty, we as local government are pleased to step forward to assist our state and federal partners in this humanitarian effort.
Uh-oh, that's Libby Schaff talking. Remember, she's the one who kicked ICE out or threw ICE under the bus. Now we've got state and federal partners.
I also have been clear with our state and federal partners.
Ah, we have to correct it. Come back with federal partners. I'm bringing this out because, you know, at some point there's the come to Jesus moment for every communist. And their come to Jesus moments are happening in this conference. Because before this conference, several of these people were given notice about where they stand with Donald Trump. And they're not happy. They're absolutely not happy. And she is one of them. And, of course, the other one is this guy.
Quarantine. Are those non-California residents, as I mentioned a moment ago, those that are foreigners, some 54 countries represented in...
That guy served notice also. Boy, things are starting to heat up. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's
800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Thank you, Agnes, and congratulations on your choice, and of course being a member of the 51 Club. I guess we're going to have to start with the 51 Club. Well, it's a great honor for me to introduce our next keynote speaker. Governor Mike Huckabee. He is the host of the TV show Huckabee on TBN. How many watch that? Look at that. Look at that, Governor. Look at that. And as a Fox News contributor, Huckabee was the 44th governor of Arkansas from 1996 to 2007, becoming one of the longest serving governors in his state's history. He left a legacy of tax cuts, job creation, the reconstruction of the state's road system, K-12 education reform, and a nationally heralded duplicated health initiative that focused on prevention. He is a New York Times bestselling author of 12 books and a frequent speaker for corporate, civic, and nonprofit groups like us all around the world. And you know, again, we're looking for an interim governor.
I just thought I'd throw that one out there when I was introducing Mike Huckabee. You want to be our interim governor, Mike? Kind of embarrassed him, you know. The crowd's just going nuts. Just absolutely going nuts. And everybody fell in love with Mike Huckabee. I'll tell you what, he did a fantastic job at the convention, and a lot of the information is now coming out. We're releasing the videos and everything. So you can see that on Agenda 21 Radio and also, of course, on newcaliforniastate.com. You can see the entire video. It goes for about 47 minutes. It's hysterical. It's poignant. And, of course, he clearly endorses New California. So that's the key thing. Get an endorsement like that from Mike Huckabee. And, you know, you never know. He might end up being our first interim governor, which would be kind of neat, you know. Anyway, got to have somebody who's qualified, and he's clearly, as a governor, qualified. He understands how to do the governor thing, even though I know it would be a different state, but, you know, when we're doing interim, it's not a big deal. No, you got to have those. You have to have the people, you know, that are qualified to run these things like a state, or at least help set it up like what we're doing right now. And engage, and it's this is just part of the process. Anyway, we got a lot of things to talk about in the next couple hours, so stay with us. By the way, our call-in lines will be open, 215-867-8255. We're going to be doing the talking on line again. Hey, visit our websites, agenda21radio.news, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com and ncs51.com. Stay strong, America. Remember, we are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.